Reigning in light, excuses. Excuses. We can no longer give them for not trying our best. And through all things, and even after all that we've gone through, even if we've been hurt, we can no longer project that pain to undeserving others. Far too many people are believing the saying that hurt people hurt people. We've said a while ago that hurt people help people, and because we don't want others to suffer in the way that we have or go through any hardship that could be prevented, and with our hand of empowerment or guidance. Know that if we're all doing well, everyone benefits. Certain physical ailments we can't always help. The same is true for certain mental ailments. We can help one another in all ways spiritually and by simply keeping our spirit healthy. This will require moments away from the ordinary and into the extraordinary, our intentional breathing. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Here, there will be no excuses for allowing ourselves to not grow and to not become better. In this moment, and into the next. Each breath in and each breath out reminds us that we are human and that we have human needs. Each breath in and each breath out also reminds us that we are naturally spiritual beings. Excuses can sometimes be made and in an effort for us to not accept responsibility for our own actions or our lack of action when it's needed. Excuses can sometimes be made to avoid any unwanted aftermath. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Excuses allow us an opportunity to defend and justify. It also allows for an explanation, and as long as we are able to back up the excuse, correct the action, improve upon the situation, and not lie, they are not too problematic. In this way, deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Excuses become problematic when they become our main go-to or our lie. In this way, they become harmful to our mind, our body, and our spirit. Rather than us being able to move forward, we are pulled back and possibly even down. And not just by excuses that are lies, sometimes just by excuses altogether. The excuses that we want to avoid are the ones that show that we don't care. And through the excuse, we convince ourselves that we do not need to care about whatever it was. We want to avoid the passive excuse as if everything is beyond our control, or that things are happening without any of our doing or involvement. We want to avoid the genetic excuse and that we can't change or choose to evolve or grow. And because we were born this way, we want to avoid the victim excuse and that nothing at all is ever our fault, and that we cannot help ourselves, and everything is being done to us. We want to avoid the everyone else excuse, and when we attempt to justify our words or actions, because everyone else is using them or doing it. We want to avoid the past precedent excuse. The ones that tell us even though we may have tried, we've never been able to do whatever it is, and therefore we'll never be able to do it. We want to avoid the how things are excuse, and we'll never be able to overcome it because our people have not, or we've never learned how to do this or that, so we won't ever allow ourselves to learn. We want to avoid the done enough excuse, or that we cannot continue, We cannot push on, we cannot prevail or persevere, and because we've reached what we believe is our limit. And even though we can see more room and more space for growth, this is the excuse when we stop, and because we refuse to expect more of and from ourselves. Excuses in this way serve as a protective factor in somewhere deep down and perhaps in our unconsciousness. We want to avoid anxiety, shame, or embarrassment. Sometimes, and even when something is natural, there's psychology behind it. Psychology is simply the study of the mind and its effect on our behavior. Excuses have an effect on our behavior. Excuses are sometimes a waste of energy, and because that energy could go towards the task that we're trying to get away from anyways. Sometimes we replay an excuse over and over in our head and before we actually use it. Here, the excuses become a waste of our time that could again be spent on that very task. There's a saying that could be applied right here. Be stronger than our excuses. We can overcome barriers and hurdles if we only try our best and apply our best efforts. We can reach our goals when we let go of the excuses. It's been said that excuses are nails used to build a house of failure. As we travel on our journey, we're learning to become rooted. This is grounded. 10 toes down and balanced. We can construct ourselves however we desire and from whatever we are made up of. We've got to use the right tools and materials. Tools and materials of truth, of determination, and of the ultimate love. It's rare to be good for making excuses and to be good for anything else. When we let go of excuses, we take full responsibility and accountability for ourselves. And we hold ourselves to higher standards and expectations. In consideration of our new higher standards, it is okay for us to say no to some things and to some others, and without having to give an excuse or an explanation for it. When we begin to give excuses or explain the no, we become susceptible to being pulled into or even back into whatever it is that we're trying to let go of or trying to do. This is the thing that we no longer want a part of. Excuses prevent success. Throughout our travels, we begin to see, feel, hear, and even touch what we can control and what we cannot control. We realize that we have total control over our words and actions. Therefore, we must exercise, model, and share this control that we have by not making excuses for using words as weapons on ourselves and on or towards others. Some people, and for some time, teach the saying, sticks and stones break bones, but words don't hurt. This is a fine approach if we're trying to help others and at a young age develop thick skin. Be tough or learn that everyone has something to say and just because they say it, it doesn't make it true. The saying is good when teaching us to keep going no matter what others may think of us. It is a good approach to learning to keep our emotions in check. The truth is, and we may have already discovered, words hurt and they can break us. They can send us into a decline, a decompensation of our mental state. We can't make comments or ask questions that we believe could be taken offensively and then ask to be excused. Like leading with, excuse me for saying this, and then proceed. It is wise to think not only before we act, but also before we speak. In this regard, we are no longer excusing away our bad behavior or even the bad behavior of others. And especially when it hurts people. Excuses become negative when we place blame on other people or other things and for our own actions, our own words, and when we know better. At this time, it is a good idea to recognize the difference between a reason and an excuse. It is okay for us to provide reasons as to why we're late, didn't complete a task, didn't go further, and so on. We want to do our best not to excuse any of it away. Being stuck in traffic is a valid reason, and even if not accepted, and as long as we did our part, like waking up and leaving on time so that we don't arrive late. We are now understanding that we cannot always predict the weather or the outcomes of any situation. We can put our best foot forward and do all within our control to increase our odds of success. So we have to lean into the good. This is not only of our life, lives of others in the world, but of energy and vibrations. As we move away from excuses, we move into reasons and those of living and applying our all, our mind, body, and spirit into all that we do. Let's live well, reigning in light.